What we should do is issue currency debt-free and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic, for the Republic to fight back. Right here, right now.
Yes, right here, right now is the time for the people, the producers, to create their own organic local currencies so that they are able to harvest their own energy, so that they can fund and finance projects which support their values. They can emancipate themselves tomorrow simply by changing the color of pieces of paper that they call money. This can be done immediately without a vote, without waiting, without being slaves. You know, it's that simple. Until we no longer allow outside entities to harvest our energy, to steal our commercial energy, to steal it and use it for their purposes, we will remain slaves. The only way for the people to become sovereign is for them to control the monetary system. Whoever controls the monetary system is the true government. That is a universal truth for all of time. 1,000 years in the past, whoever controlled the money then was the government. 1,000 years into the future, whoever controls the commercial energy, the money, will be the government then. So that's what our intention is. That is the purpose of this broadcast. I am your host, Wayne Walton. You are listening to Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. We are inside of a week now from our big event, which is Rocky Mountain Puff, ROCKYMTNPUFF. .com. That stands for Rocky Mountain Peace, Unity, and Freedom Festival. We need to unite with our brothers and sisters in the Green Party and the Tea Party and Occupy, unite against a common enemy, which is usury. Usury is a mathematic fraud, sometimes called interest or REBA, depending upon where you grew up, and that is the intention of this broadcast. It is this intention which shall set us on a path to emancipation. A universal debt jubilee is the goal of this broadcast. A very unique selling proposition indeed. So, you know, please do look and listen for the different material that we put out that's different than other broadcasts. Excuse me. Primary of which is that we are under, the people are suffering from deflation, not inflation. The people lack money. Despite the banker's proposition, we lack money. No matter how many other broadcasters will tell you that there's too many Federal Reserve notes, that's the reason why prices are going up. The Federal Reserve note is devaluing our money. They are counterfeiting. They are inflating or hyperinflating the currency. That is a banker deception. Think of how many people in the media, on the mainstream media and Patriot media, because prices are going up, they are saying that there are too many Federal Reserve notes. Well, that is not the case. There are too few Federal Reserve notes. Reach in your pocket, look in your bank account, you have too few Federal Reserve notes. So we have some unique selling propositions. Do continue to listen to our broadcast. We got a great show today. In the second half of the show, we'll have the Summit Girls for Truth. False flags and erratic behavior. Water full of chemicals, leaks all the nutrients. Fill the sky up with toxic pollutants. Sterilizing the third world, cancerous vaccines. Cutting down the populace, all in the name of... The people are the money.
Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without Federal Reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit. People counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com. Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because 1. It is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. 2. The money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. 3. The parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. 4. The parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com.
Hey, aloha, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are Mountain Hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can Mountain Hours benefit you? Mountain Hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain Hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain Hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours revolution.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
That was former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan indicating who the real sovereign is. In the United States, commonly, people think that the United States government is the sovereign. And therefore, they go and they vote and they believe that they're part of the electoral process, that when there's elections, that things change. Well, Alan Greenspan just said there that there's nobody that has any oversight above the private, for-profit, international Federal Reserve. So if the money power does not have oversight by the government, that means the Federal Reserve is the real government, because if you can control the money of any entity, that's the real sovereign of that entity. So an example of that would be, if any listeners have a company. I'm a pool contractor, for instance. I have a small, closely held corporation. But, let's say I had a larger corporation and had, 100 employees. And for some reason, the company went bankrupt. Well, that means the creditor of that bankruptcy would make the big decisions for that corporation. No longer, even though my company would still have the same signs, it would still, everybody was wearing the same uniforms, the same T-shirts of that corporation, the same building. You would have the same company trucks with the same company logos. The same logos would be on the letterhead. Everything would appear to be the same as prior to the bankruptcy. The difference is, because it went into bankruptcy, the real sovereign of that company is the creditor. So whoever the banker was, or the entity that was overseeing that bankruptcy. Well, that's exactly what happened to the United States in 1933, is just like private corporations can go bankrupt. Well, the United States is a private corporation since 1871, and that corporation went bankrupt. Often people are resistant to that idea. No, the United States is a government. Well, often when you're, you know, driving around, for instance, when I build pools in Tampa, Florida, one of the first questions I ask my customers, do you live in Hillsborough County, or do you live in the city or the unincorporated county? They're both corporations, but we all readily acknowledge that different cities are incorporated. That means they're a municipal corporation. A municipal corporation is different than a government. You know, think of it, any corporation has a group of directors that oversee it, and they have a fiduciary responsibility to make sure that they raise revenue for that entity. They do not have a fiduciary responsibility like a government has a responsibility. The primary responsibility of a government is to guarantee natural rights. The reason why governments are formed is to protect natural rights. That's the only reason why the United States was formed. It's why the state governments were formed. And when I say state, I mean true governments. The difference there is the difference between, say, the California Republic and the state of California. You could just look right on their flag. There's a difference there. It's the difference between the Texas Republic and
soldiers from the sky.
The state of we're getting a little background. We're getting a little back. So anyway, it's the difference between the Texas Republic and the state of Texas. And what happened is the United States Corporation and the states individually and all of the counties and the cities, all of them were formed into municipal corporations. So the reason why this is important is, number one, corporations do not have any responsibility to protect natural rights. Municipal corporations also have, United States Corporation has been bankrupt since 33, so it is no longer sovereign. Regardless of who the president is, regardless of the Congress and the Supreme Court and all of those vestiges of power, they are not sovereign. They are not in charge. The Federal Reserve, just as Alan Greenspan stated, again, whoever controls the money is the government. If you have a corporation and an outside entity grabs the checkbook and they are in control of the money, they will be the sovereign until that checkbook is returned to, the rightful power brokers for that company. So anyway, we like to get into the details of all of that, and it's fundamental. It's like the most important issue there is. Because otherwise, you're just engaging in political theater when you're going to vote. And it gives you the illusion of choice. But just like George Carlin said, he's got a great monologue where he gets into this. He says, the politicians are there for the illusion of choice. However, you have no choice. You have owners. Well, the owners are the private for-profit International Federal Reserve, the IMF, the World Bank, and another, and the means by which they impose that tyranny, and the means by which where they are able to bankrupt countries is with the mathematic fraud. It is a certainty. If one country borrows its money from a private bank, it will over time become bankrupt, because that money will be based upon a debt with interest. Even as soon as you create the first dollar, it's impossible to pay the debt because you the debtor has $1, meaning the United States, but they have a debt. It's a dollar plus interest. Well, how do you pay a dollar plus interest if only $1 exists? And then you create $2. Well, now you have two Federal Reserve notes. How do you pay $2 plus interest if you only have $2? So it's not a matter of how much money or that, oh, the you know, the Democrats are spending too much money. They have no fiscal restraint, or a matter of taxation, because if no matter how much, how many more Federal Reserve notes you create, you're still unable to pay the debt because there is not enough money in order to pay the debt. It does not exist. The interest was never created. So so what they do, meaning the parasitic usurer, is they cloak themselves and they finance Democrats, and they cloak themselves and they finance Republicans, and they set up a Hegelian dialect. In fact, you can have no government. Ultimately, the parasitic usurer will dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government, because they will destroy the sovereignty of individuals as well. Because the individuals in that society will never be able to pay the debt back, because more debt is created than money. And that is the basis for this fraud. And very, very few places discuss this. And one place I would invite you to go is I have a Facebook fan page that is called Architects and Engineers for Money Truth. And it's a place where you can go that everybody on there recognizes, you know, the fundamental flaw that it isn't whether it's gold or silver money that's created with interest as a debt, or paper and digits created as a debt with interest. That is a false debate. So the means by which that we get out of that is have honest debate where, number one, we identify the true problem with the monetary system, and that's what this show is dedicated to, is having not only a meaningful debate about what is the proper remedy, it's actually putting that system into place. And that's what the Mountain Hours Revolution is all about. And you can experience the Mountain Hours Revolution by coming to our event. And that is next week, inside of a week now, July 5th through 8th in Breckenridge, Colorado. And that's a Thursday through a Sunday. Our guests will be Sheriff Richard Mack, Adam Kokesh, Gary Franchi, Luke Gradowski, Joe B. Weeks, Tisha Cassida, and David Justice, along with musical guests of the Wandering Monks and Jordan Page, putting a lot of work into this. Lots of We Are Change Colorado activists are coming up from down in Denver. These are, you know, deeply committed patriots who expose the phony paradigm that we live under. And we want to get more and more people to understand this. And what's great about monetary reform is that it's something that unites libertarians and people from the Green Party, and we can really fix things once we control the monetary power. Because like a dog that, you know, currently we are under the condition that we are a dog that begs its own fleas for some of its blood back. I use that analogy quite a bit because it is point, it is spot on. We are, we have parasites which steal our energy, our essence, through the monetary system. And we are always lacking our lifeblood. However, anytime we wanted to, we can live more with more health by shaking the fleas off and living without the parasites. We have enough energy that we can fund and finance projects and have abundance. Abundance for the producers. And that's, you know, that's a neat, unique idea. This is something that needs to be done, and we can literally do this in a matter of weeks. And why don't we? Why don't we talk to our neighbors about this solution? Why don't we talk to our friends and family and support this idea? Patriots can start a local currency anytime they want to, and they will get incredible support from their community. Well, we've got a break. We'll be right back after this.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right. Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, cause it's gonna be using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the Chili Peppers did, and the Funky Monks are here to repeal the deficit. Yeah.
It could be good if the people would come together, organize the streets in the hood. It's not a ghetto thing, yo, we're not gangsters. Those the devils from Wall Street banks.
You're listening to Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. I'm your host, Wayne Walton. Thanks for tuning in. We are available to listen via streaming at republicbroadcasting.org, Studio B. Additionally, you can listen over the phone. There is basically for a very long time, that's what I did. I listened while I'm a contractor, as I had stated earlier. And what I would do while on the job is basically call in and listen over the telephone. And it's really nice. It's actually better than having a broadcast in your neighborhood. And the reason being is, you know, if I'm in Tampa when I was broadcasting or listening from that area, if I wanted to drive out of the county, I could no longer listen to that particular radio station tower because I would get out of their range. Alternatively, you know, when you are able to drive and, you know, continuously listen to the same station, that's what, you know, I really preferred. by having a specific phone number that I could listen to whatever network that I listened to at the time. I listened to GCN quite a bit, and so the advantages of the technologies that we have in place now are really amazing. And in addition to that, we're gonna eventually start doing some live streaming video, because in Breckenridge we actually have a 4G network here, even though it's a very small town. We can the mission of this broadcast is to show a local laboratory of the means by which that we can create this local currency to hire the sheriff. Once we hire the sheriff, we can end income taxes, property taxes, victimless crimes, and foreclosures. All of that tyranny is a symptom of usury. The parasitic usurer wants to enslave the people via all sorts of means. They want to steal our energy via the income tax, via the property tax. Additionally, it steals your homes. With mathematical certainty, it's impossible for all borrowers to pay their mortgages. So those contracts are based upon fraud, so therefore the sheriff will have to protect his people once he is paid with the people's money, and he can stop enforcing the fraudulent liens of income taxes, property taxes, and foreclosures. Additionally, victimless crimes under God's law do not exist because they're, in order to have a crime under natural law, you need to have a victim. So that is the mission of this broadcast. That is the purpose. As soon as we achieve that this year, we will move on to other things. We will create a society with abundance. Imagine having a mortgage that you can pay off in one-third the time because there is no usury attached to it. And that sounds like, oh, how do you do that? Well, Ithaca, New York did that. The members of the local currency cooperative loaned money interest-free to the local credit union, Alternatives Credit Union. So the people are the money. They loaned money to the bank. That is a paradigm shift. And once we understand that the people are the money, once that message has spread, the people will no longer be dependent upon private banks or any outside entity to create money for them and then steal that energy, basically, and regulate how much of the people's own energy comes back to them. George Whitehurst Berry uses a good example. It's like anti-gravity. It makes no sense. It's time for us to get out of that that tyranny over our minds. That's really what it is. And there's that great quote from Jefferson. There's so many of them. I swear on the altar of God, resistance to all forms of tyranny over minds of man. And the biggest form of tyranny over minds of man, which is used to control them, is number one, who controls the money? And number two, how is that money created? If it's created as a debt with interest, it's impossible to sustain. It will always collapse under its own weight because of its exponentially compounding debt. So that's what we're talking about. And that same paradigm exists under a gold and silver system because the United States was always in debt, even prior to the Federal Reserve formation, except for a very brief time under Andrew Jackson. And the reason why that occurred was, in fact, the United States had no gold and silver mines. The former colonies had no gold and silver mines. Well, therefore, if they based their money on gold and silver, they, by definition, lost their sovereignty. If you have no gold and silver and you have to borrow it as a debt plus interest, that means the parasitic usurer will be your real government because a borrower is slave to the lender. Over time, that system will collapse. It'll bankrupt the people, and that's what happened in 33. So we'll be back right after this message. If you seek, then you shall find that we all come from the divine. You dig what I'm saying? Now, if you take heed to the words of wisdom that are written on the walls of life, then universally we will see.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Wanna puff? Rocky Mountain Peace, Unity, and Freedom Festival. Sponsored by Mountain Hours Local Currency. Come experience real independence this Independence Day weekend. Experience the Mountain Hours Revolution. Thursday through Sunday, July 5th through 8th, in Breckenridge, Colorado. Our guests include the biggest names in the freedom movement. Sheriff Richard Mack, Adam Kokesh, Gary Franchi, and Joby Weeks. You'll be able to meet true populist Colorado political candidates for U.S. House, Tisha Cassidy and David Justice. The best freedom music in existence from national recording artists Jordan Page and the Wandering Monks. Look for our Facebook events page or on Google. Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via MountainHours.com. The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or REBA is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or REBA is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurers' liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Hours. You're listening to Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. I'm your host, Wayne Walton. Thank you for checking in with us. We are on a mission from God. Truly we are. We're on a mission from God. My soul was created to resist the parasitic users, to expose the frauds which have enslaved mankind for thousands of years, which have killed millions of people in unnecessary wars, which they finance they finance both sides of these wars so that they're able to profit off the expanded war debts. They're able to impose tyrannies from phony evil from outside their country, when in fact it is these perpetrators within who are the real agents who finance the, you know, the radical Muslims. They finance the agent provocateurs. They finance the false flags. They finance all of these entities which engineer war so that the debt slaves destroy each other rather than focusing on the true slave system, which keeps us in lack,
keeps us in scarcity, keeps us in fear. This system has been around for thousands of years. Some call it a Babylonian system. Ultimately, it all comes down to whoever controls the money is the real government. The politicians are put there in order to give us the illusion of choice, give us the illusion of participation. And they can do this. The parasitic usurer can enslave nations, and they can, in fact, as long as we're talking about anything other than usury, they win. So it's very easy for them to neutralize us. They can get us into false debates about big government or small government, progressive or conservative, Democrat or Republican. Do you support gold money or worthless fiat paper money? You know, as long as we're fighting and bickering over solutions which do not threaten them, then we are going to lose. If we're fighting over, you know, whether we're a Zionist or an anti-Zionist, it doesn't matter, because ultimately usury was enslaving the people before Israel was formed. If we're bickering over 9/11 truth or not 9/11 truth, I'm a 9/11 truther. However, ultimately, if everybody on the planet believed or did not believe the official story, we would still not be free, because we would be fighting a symptom of usury. So what my hope is that we will all focus like a laser, in the same way that we can take a magnifying glass and burn through a piece of paper on a sunny day, because that energy is focused. If we focus on the solution, the one solution, only solution, in terms of, there's different usury-free systems, but ultimately we need a usury-free system. That is the means by which that the parasitic usurer harvests our energy. Now, certainly we can all go build a bunker and we can all grow our own food and go check out from the system to a degree, but we will not have abundance until we can control the monetary system ourselves. So, certainly that can be done. You know, I built an off-grid survival property, 40 acres. I could, go live there and do animal husbandry and live off-grid. It's completely self-sustaining. I can go do that. But rather than doing that, I wanted to go on the offensive so that we can emancipate all of our brothers and sisters. With great knowledge comes great responsibility. So even those who now do not want to be woken up, we can save them too. And the way we can do that is by taking control of the monetary system and show them how we can have a separate system which is more abundant, a system that will outcompete the existing system because it's not based upon usury. And the way that occurs is that we're able to have loans without interest on a 30-year mortgage. 20 years of that is your energy completely wasted to pay for interest. Think of that. There are very, very few people in the monetary reform movement who are talking about how we can have mortgages without interest. They might talk about how we'll have a state bank, or they might have a different controlling entity, but we'd still have mortgages with interest. So think about that. Think of who your primary source is for monetary reform. All of the major documentaries that are out there, are they talking about having mortgages without interest? Because until you do that, I mean, that's for most people, that's their biggest expense besides, their income taxes, which is just, income taxes are just payments on the use of the Federal Reserve private banknotes. So we can get out of both of those systems. That's what this is all about. This is an abundant system. Imagine a society with no income taxes, property taxes, and having a mortgage without interest. So the majority of people would have their houses paid off you know, by 35 or 40. So at, you know, let's say age 40 as a benchmark, you're able to focus on what your unique human artistry is. Now imagine that society. That's what we need artists to help show us the way, to show us that beautiful future, because once we understand what that beautiful future is like, once we understand we have that goal, once we are able to conceive, you know, what the mind can conceive and believe it can achieve. So it's that simple. And that is my challenge to our society. Not in a you know, think of what John F. Kennedy did. He challenged the people to go to the moon in 10 years. Well, that was a very technologically challenging process. This is actually a very simple process. You're eliminating interest. That's all we're doing, is we're just eliminating usury, interest, or REBA from the creation and lending of money. So all we're doing is we're actually making the math more simple because we're not applying interest. So technologically, this is a very simple thing to do. We can change the color of pieces of paper that we call money. We can then lend them without interest. We can apply a fee to them so that we still have modern banking. So let's say we lended $100,000. We would create $110,000. The debt would be $110,000. $5,000 would go toward the modern banking. $5,000 would go toward social programs. And then $100,000 would go toward the borrower. So that's what would fund the loan and then pay off a house. And now you can pay back $110,000 instead of $250,000 or $300,000 over the term of the mortgage. Well, imagine that future. Imagine how your life would be different when you're able to, you have all your debts paid off. You're able to live an entirely different life in this system because you're able to express your human artistry. You're not stuck on a treadmill where you're constantly paying interest on a national debt. You're not paying interest on your mortgage. You're not paying interest on your car loan. You're simply paying a user fee, which is far less. It's not compounding. And the reason why it's sustainable is we're simultaneously, well, number one, we're creating far more money than there is debt. When we do create debt, we create a sufficient amount of money to pay that debt. So in that example, we created $110,000 and the debt was $110,000. So in that system, it is sustainable because the amount of money and debt is equivalent. Alternatively, on the existing system, the debt on $100,000 mortgage is commonly $250,000, although only $100,000 is created. So that is a profoundly different paradigm than what we can do in the future in order to emancipate ourselves. And all of these things have been done in the past. So it's not that we're reinventing the wheel. We're just combining all of these things in one place through focused energy, through focused reform. And that's what makes this idea revolutionary, is that it's cutting the parasitic usurer out of their con game. It allows the producers to emancipate themselves and have abundance so that in this system it will completely be reformed. So we are going to have a variety of guests that talk about this, that we want to have artists that understand this. This is a place where you can get on the radio and that we will promote your art. Because once we have artists tuned into this solution, they will then help us, our minds, understand the difference between the existing system and how we can have abundance in a future system. Once we can visualize that goal through flat, you know, print work, through video, through music, through every form of art, once we are able to understand and conceptualize how abundant that future would look. Once the people can see that goal and yearn for that goal, then all of the steps necessary to achieve that goal will become irrelevant. So that's what we need to do. We need some artists. So if you know, if you're listening to this or you know some artists, say, you know, have them tune in. Have them go to Wayne Walton on Facebook. You can tell it's the correct Wayne Walton because I have Jubilee Reset is my profile picture, and I have a continuous stream of, you know, videos and images that support this. You can go to mountainhours.com. It's MTNHOURS.com, and see the members, the patriotic, pioneering members that live here locally in Summit County who have joined the Mountain Hours Revolutions. They accept the local currency, and so this is something that's actually in effect. It's not just talk. It is action. We are putting this plan into effect. We want to use Summit County as a laboratory to show other areas how to implement a local currency, how to, you know, once the money is more widely accepted, we will offer interest-free loans and show how we can do that and have this built and sustainable so that people can rely upon it, so that the people have confidence in it. And, you know, that's the whole idea, is actually put these theories, that the time for talking about theories is over. The time for action is now. And we are committed to this future. In the second hour today, we're going to have a guest, as a regular guest of the program, is the Summit Girls for Truth, and that is Choice and Lizzie. They will be popping in. Lizzie will maybe be able to do half of the show, and basically we're going to go over some of the aspects of this. Is, you know, if all we do is talk about truth and monetary system, that's just one side of the equation. The other side of the equation is that, you know, do unto others, and which is the idea of loving, you know, love your brother, you know, love the sinner, hate the sin, and we're all sinners, so therefore we need to love our brothers and sisters, we need to hate the sin, and the sin is usury, and we need to love the parasitic usurers. So in order to get us on a future where we all join into this cause, we can't just talk about facts, because when I go around speaking to people about the local currency, they don't join Mountain Hours because of, you know, the facts where I just go over, you know, they're not monetary reform experts, and that's not why they join. They don't join because I'm a monetary expert. They don't join and accept Mountain Hours because of that. They do it for more emotional reasons. They don't want to be, they like the idea of choice. They like the idea of their friends, another business that's a friend of theirs is doing it. They like the idea of supporting localism. And there's an emotional component to this, and there's also a, you know, a very rational component of it. So we've got both sides of that, and Choice and Lizzie bring that aspect to the table. I'm not like a entertaining, funny kind of guy. I'm not a particularly empathetic kind of guy. I work on those things, and my whole, you know, mission is to love my brothers as I would myself. But I don't, you know, that's not my unique ability, so to speak. But it is with these gals, and they have some really unique aspects of how they pitch the local currency to businesses, how they interact with their friends talking about truth. And there's, you know, there's an idea of this Christ consciousness, let's call it, or unity consciousness, that we are all one. We are not separate. We all came from the same source, where we return to the same source. And I rely upon the Summit Girls for Truth to come in and bring that other flavor to the show. And It's one of those things. We all need different aspects. Some people connect to my the way I articulate the corrupt system, and other people are going to gravitate toward their presentation. So what we want to do is bring them in, ideally, kind of like a happy hour thing, but a different kind of happy hour, not a debaucherous, get drunk, desensitize, and destroy your brain kind of happy hour. We want to make it a happy hour that, for truthers, to find a place where that they can come and have a community where you don't just talk about truth. You get some, you know, you feel good. You know, you come in, you listen to some music. This is a painful process to come through this enlightenment. You have to let go of what you knew previously, and it's like finding out that, you know, your parents aren't your real parents. And not only are they not your parents, they hate you and they want to kill you when you come through the truth process. So anyway, that's what we're doing here. And we've got a little break coming up. We'll be right back with Mountain Hours Revolution Radio.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
There it is, former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan states the truth that the Federal Reserve is the sovereign. The reason for that was the private Federal Reserve loaned gold and silver to the people. And that's why the United States had a national debt prior to the Federal Reserve, in fact. And since that gold and silver was loaned by a private entity to the people with interest, only the gold principal was created. It was impossible for the people to pay the debt off because there is always more debt than there was gold to pay that, because the exponentially compounding debt of the parasitic user, the interest, is never created. It can't be paid off. Fundamentally, how do you pay something off that's expanding exponentially? That's the whole problem. How do you pay something that's, how do the producers create enough wealth to match the debt, which is expanding exponentially? That is the paradigm which has enslaved the people for thousands of years. So we want to identify that, and it's really important to understand, because the media basically is put there to, you know, set up the Hegelian debates. It's there to confuse the people. It's made to make them think that they are in charge by electing politicians. Well, just as Alan Greenspan said, that there's no government agency over and above them. When they say government, that means the people. So the people have no oversight over the private Federal Reserve. So the Federal Reserve is the sovereign. And until we take the monetary power ourselves, we will never change that, because by changing the head of government, they are not the sovereign. So changing the vestigial head will not change anything. We are going to be coming into the second hour. We'll have Choice on with us, who's with Summit Girls for Truth. In addition, Lizzie will come on, and we will talk about PUF and what we can do to make a PUF an event that's more memorable, more interesting, and that people have a takeaway, that they go home and there's something profound and unique about this event. It's not just we're just going to, you know, have a bunch of parties or something like that. We want to delve deeper into what can you do when the people control the monetary system? What can be achieved? How will a society be different when there is no usury? And that is a profoundly different path. It's hard for us to visualize because it hasn't been around for a very, very long time. That is the whole thing, that the parasitic user, by controlling the media and history and the culture, they have sanitized that has even ever occurred in our history. Well, when we did have usury-free societies, that's when the great cathedrals were created. And the reason why that happened then is because, the tradespeople and the artisans, the artists, had much more time because they weren't on a treadmill of debt created by, you know, the governments or for themselves individually. It was a different sort of lifestyle. So we've got some bad rules that we need to correct. We need to reset. Start the game over, and just like Bill Hicks talks about here in the outro, it's just a ride. We can change it anytime we want.
It's just a ride, and we can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice. No effort, no work, no job, no savings of money. A choice right now between fear and love. The eyes of fear want you to put bigger locks on your door, buy guns, close yourself off. The eyes of love instead see all of us as...
This is Farron, host of The Real News Radio. I want to tell you about...